Josh,
let's do a different version. Let's do something different. What kind of version can we do?
I need to get my electric out, right?
Do it like that, okay? Like plotting, and we'll do it kind of like Bruce Springsteen. Go start.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this heart. I'm an I am an afraid.
Kind of shitty.
That was horrible.
Let's keep it though. Let's keep it. That was terrible. I'm sorry, everybody. We started off really crappy, right? You know what? We were like horses, just fell right out of the gate. We're just eating dirt right now. If this was a race, we're terrible.
Jesus.
Well, that's how I feel about the show. That's how I feel about it right
you're
now.
You're already way down on it.
I'm thinking about leaving.
I have something that I think is going to make you stay.
You know what he showed me, everybody? He showed me like a 3-gallon bottle of Bailey's.
Oh, yeah.
Irish cream. Look, check out what I got. I'm like, what the hell are you going to do with that?
I was going through Costco, and they have Bailey's. It's like, you know, $19 or whatever for a bottle of Bailey's. But then they've got the 1.75 liter.
That's like a lifetime
Kirkland
supply.
Brand, and it's made by the same fucking people.
It's a lifetime supply, though.
Yeah, it's a weekend supply. but it was $14.99.
I'd buy it.
I mean, this like the fuck.
I'd buy it and wash my hair with it. Just take it to the bathroom, dump it on my
hair. Here's what they were giving it away.
Yeah.
For $14.99.
So you're like,
what, am I an asshole? I'm like, somebody offers me a free bottle of that for just $14.99. Like, I'm not going to take it.
I would look at it as my refrigerator space is more valuable than that bottle of Bailey's.
Oh God, do you know how good it is when you pour a little bit of that in a glass over a huge ice cube and then top it off with a little milk?
I don't know. I feel like a teenage girl.
Ah, oh, it's so good.
I'm just like,
it's
okay.
So good.
Yeah, that peach schnapps.
Hey,
do a shot of peach schnapps.
Hey,
what?
A little of that in your coffee in the morning.
Now you're drunk. now you're crossing the line of being a drunk.
All right, maybe it's a dinner. A dinner,
okay, there you
dinner
go. Coffee dinner coffee. Not in the morning. That and a nice shot of Jack Daniels when I wake up. Oh, God. That's so good. Like when Walter Matthau in Bad News Bears dumps Jim Beam into his Pabst. That's a drunk move right there.
Oh, by the way, housekeeping.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Andy Chandler. That's Josh Fligger and Larry Morgan and Sam Farmer on assignment.
We turned it around. The show started really shitty. Now we're back.
That's
why we're pros.
Lara has, as long as she's probably might be mad at me for this, I don't know. She's long wanted to turn a child onto what she watched as a child on television.
Uh-huh.
Guess what my family watched last evening in our living room?
Last evening. Okay, is it movie or show?
TV show.
TV show. And from her childhood. So it'd be like from my childhood, too.
Or, yes. NBC.
Cartoon or?
No.
I don't know.
Live action.
I don't know. What
prime,
was
prime time television?
What was Punky Brewster?
Yes.
Are you serious? Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Punky Brewster. Remember the other? I like the other show better. The one where the little girl was an android.
What?
You remember that?
No.
Yeah, there was like this other show. It was like, remember Mr. Belvedere too? Anyway, that was in Pittsburgh. Mr. Belvedere was in Pittsburgh. Fun fact. All comes back to Pittsburgh. But there was one show. It's called like My Little Android or something. And she was this little girl like Punky Brewster's age. And she just talked like this. And she was like funny. And she had an older brother. And it was. Yeah. I forget what it's called.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was the same era. I'm not going to look it up now because it'll take me a couple minutes. But there was somebody look it up. There's this, I forget what it's called. There was this little girl, Punky Brewster age. It was that same thing where she's like the outcast of the weird part of the family and the central part of all the wackiness that ensues. But she was a robot.
Huh.
Yep. And like every once in a while, they'd cut to a shot of somebody opening up her back panel and you'd see like all these blinky lights going boop, 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 beep, boop.
Oh, boop. Was it called Bullshit?
I'm telling you, it's real. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I had too much Bailey's.
You mean Kirkland Irish Cream Liqueur? Exactly. But the man that plays the older man in Punky Brewster, I don't know what else he was in. Like this old Albert Finney type. Like it's like let's get.
I can picture him. I don't know his name, but I can picture him.
Let's cast a washed up Shakespearean actor.
I was going to say, didn't he always like play a librarian or something? Well, like he always he always had that.
He was a photographer
in the show or in real life. Yeah, but I'm saying in other things he was always like a librarian.
I
like,
can't remember anything else I saw him. But anyway, he like is smoking a pipe in front of her and all this kind of horrible shit. It's like this is so dated. It's amazing.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
And Silas wanted to watch an episode of because I guess mommy had been reciting lines from the theme from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, jeez.
So watch the
I can't stand that show.
Watch the pilot episode of that.
Wow, well, how do you feel about it?
You know what? Will Smith was great. He was.
Yeah, okay.
I think something happened to him lately, but, you know.
We played it. I don't even know if I want to bring this up, but we played it at a, it was a reading for a movie that he
A table
was,
read?
Yeah. We had to play Free Bird. It was Tom Cruise was in it. It was Tom Cruise was there.
Oh, this is the one you did at the saddle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then we saw pictures of it in like the Sun or something the next day in England that said, big Scientology meeting at and then I stepped back and I was like, he was there. I was like, every single person there was a Scientologist.
Really?
But we were there. It wasn't a Scientologist meeting. Right. They actually sat
just
down
an
and
event.
Read. Yeah. Yeah, Tom Cruise came in at the very end, like walk around like high five and everybody. We had to play Free Bird. I swear to God. It was the best money I ever made in my life. I think I made like $1,000 to play 15 minutes. Yeah, it was amazing. And then I like got at dinner and I just went out, sat outside and sat there for like 3 hours. Then I came back in and played for 5 minutes.
I wonder if those people there knew that the band they were hearing play Freebird was in the Alabama Hall of Fame.
I don't know if we were in there yet. The timeline, might have been nominated.
Future Alabama Hall of Fame members. Yeah.
Hall of Flame.
Hall of Flame. Did I say Hall of Flame? Sorry. I haven't even had any Baileys or Kirkland.
Yet. Yeah, I'm not even done with my morning whiskey.
There are different rules on the weekend. Yeah, exactly. You can have a mimosa with your breakfast or brunch.
Do you like doing that?
And it's an awful day.
Yeah, it just ruins the day. Huh?
It ruins the day.
It's good. I love it. I get it. But then like 10:30 hits, and you're just like sitting on your fat ass watching TV.
If you don't have kids, you can have a nap.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about naps.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Naps are great. Anyway, I wanted to...
yeah, you had something.
I have something.
Oh, yeah.
I texted Josh a picture of this week. If you listened to last week's episode, you will remember that Josh came up with a watershed idea.
Shed. He brings back another shed. Go ahead. Got to squeeze the shed into the show every time, don't we? Back to Andy. Josh's idea. Shed. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, shed any aspersions you have. Josh had this idea for a segment, a benchmark of this program, because we quite often talk food.
Yeah.
And we quite often have contentious disagreements about the proper way to enjoy
said
foods.
And it's an open debate.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to leave it open-ended anymore, and I applaud that. And in the search for finality.
And
for
also,
closure,
this was also maybe a solution to what Laura had mentioned, that the show didn't have any structure to it.
A little bit more structure.
It's like now there's maybe...
It doesn't have to be regimented. I think she means that there should be some benchmarks. You know,
I agree, yeah.
Or overarching topics for a day, which, you know, we rarely stick to.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea that Josh brought to us where we would definitively and finally and bindingly decide what the true verdict is in a given food debate.
Yep.
And he named this...
Wait. Ollie, go ahead. Hold on for a second.
Josh came up with a name for
you ready?
This
go
feature,
ahead
and it's... The Food Court. Stop it. We'll get sued for that.
Let's get ready to...
No, that's not, don't do it. Don't,
I was,
don't do it.
Yeah, I was, just FYI, I was at a soccer game not watching my kid play looking for the People's Court theme on Spotify.
Yeah, I don't want to be sued for any of that stuff. Anyway, so I'm going through Vons the other day. Yeah. I'm walking through Vons. And
and I wouldn't expect that at Vons. Is that judgy?
Let me tell you where this was. I go into Vons, and I'd run a couple of other errands, right? Mm-hmm. And I get to the store. I have to pick up a couple of things. I'm like, God, I really have to go to the bathroom. I have to pee.
Oh, okay, good. I know you're going to say good.
So I walk in. I'm like, where's the bathroom? Oh, the complete other end of the store, of course, in the back. So I'm walking, and I go, and I'll walk all the way back to the store. And as I'm walking in, it's where they have those huge baskets of
bread.
Of sale stuff. Right. Of clearance.
It's like there's stuff right now for like St. Patrick's Day of last year.
Cans of minestrone you know, anchovy paste. Uh-huh. And just shit that nobody wants.
In 2 months, it'll be all Halloween candy and stuff back there.
As I'm walking by, walking into the bathroom, I see they have football napkins. They're napkins with footballs on them. Uh-huh. And dish it. I'm like, oh, that'd be great for Super Bowl or whatever. And it's like really cheap, all this stuff, like a pack of. But I'm like, oh, screw it. They'll have the same stuff at the Dollar Tree for during the time that I want that stuff. I don't need that.
You look at it, you're like, that's a great buy, but all I'm going to do is take it home, stick it in a closet, and then throw it away in 5 years.
And forget that I have it. Yeah. So anyway, I go to the bathroom and I come back out. And on the way back out, I, a little more leisurely, not having my bladder.
It's a stroll through the. Decided to take a stroll out of the bathroom.
I look back at those napkins. And I see them. I'm like, oh, those are actually kind of cool, and all that stuff would be neat. But I just don't need it today. Then I look up and I see this.
What is it?
Yeah. It's a Farberware crab mallet. We needed to have
official food court gavel.
Yeah,
and it's great because it's a crab mallet.
I know. And I have an idea for the, as Josh puts it, the female part.
You want to ask him what ask
him? That's sexist.
You want to tell him I texted back? Yeah. Do they have the female part there, too? And he didn't reply.
I did, too.
Oh, you did reply. You were talking about me being sexist.
Yeah. Josh says, okay, then what's the...
I said, where's the female part?
And I said, bend over and I'll show you.
And then I said, I completely deserve that. Yeah. I should think before I text from now on.
You had that coming.
Excuse me.
So, the regular price of this wooden Farberware crab mallet that's perfect...
Crab gavel. That's its name, the crab gavel.
It says it's perfect for crab, lobster, and other shellfish.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was originally $2.99. 50% off, $1.49.
Oh, $1.49 for, better.
For this crab mallet that I'm now taking out of the package. There we go.
What's going to be the first female part? All right, it's official. Should we try it
just for a...
First off, I already got a couple suggestions, but like we said before, let's try to keep it to one at a time because we don't want to run out. And plus,
one per episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Max.
Totally.
And so I got a couple, but I think we should give the dibs, the honorable first one, to somebody that works very hard for us sometimes, and that's Aaron Owl.
Oh, he has a suggestion.
And yes, and so he, we were all texting. Was it yesterday we were texting? Maybe, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to you guys. And he said, well, wait, let me find it. All right, he said, okay, food court topic. Chili, frijoles or no frijoles? Beans or no beans? So that's the topic today. Chili, beans or no beans? Let the food court reside. Begin.
I'm going to say on the simpler question, the presented question, beans.
I think beans too. I think that's just the way it is. I mean... If there's no beans in it, to me it's just soup.
Right. That's not chili. So that's decided.
First decision.
That's
easy.
Now I will. I think that there you can expand that topic a little bit.
Okay.
And say what is chili. What goes into the quintessential chili.
What is what are the defining components of a chili?
Yes.
It's got to be meat, right?
Well.
Well. Yeah, it's got to be meat.
Not my house.
I know, but I'm just saying if we're making a decision for the United States, we got to make it.
You know what? Because I think that you can do that now. I think in 2019, we're to the point where fake meat has come to
feet.
has come to the point where it can be and would enhance a chili. So yes, all right. Let's say some. I'm gonna air quote.
Fake meat is the punter on a football team. He's technically on the team, but nobody really tackles him. Right?
Air quote meat. I will give you, but I would say that that's not the first and most important.
Oh, ingredient. We're talking about the base. It's probably got to be like the tomato,
cumin. I would say.
Well, you got to have tomato
and tomato.
Yeah, cumin, definitely cumin, or better yet, chili powder.
Right, which is made up of. Chili powder is not just chili, is it? Doesn't it also have cumin in it? Or am I wrong?
You might be right. I don't know. I don't know.
Because I think powdered chilies is not the same thing as... I don't think that chili powder is just ground up chili flakes.
Well, yes, I agree. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, I agree with that. I think a chili powder is something... Yes, it's a mixture of ingredients. But But I think as the base for chili, it's got to be the sauce.
Chili powder ingredients. I'm calling it up here.
Okay, great.
Let's just find out what this is.
So did you smell? So beans, right? What kind of beans?
Here we go. Hold on. McCormick chili powder, for example, is a robust blend of chili peppers, herbs, and spices. Herb. It'll set the stage for your own take on any Mexican Tex-Mex or Southwestern dish. McCormick chili powder starts with whole, ripe, rosy, red chilies.
We getting anything for this? We getting any paid?
No.
You need to stop. Slow it down, buddy.
Toasted and mixed with ingredients including cumin, oregano, garlic, and salt.
Cumin's great.
Cumin's amazing.
Cumin's an underrated spice.
Amazing.
I go through a shitload of cumin.
It's amazing.
Do you guys use a lot of cumin?
We use a fair amount of cumin.
I know. It was weird. It was like I never really, I don't want to say I never really used it, but I feel like the better I get at cooking, the more cumin I get. Maybe that's like tells you how good you are at cooking, how much cumin. That's the bar.
Cumin improves your cooking acumen. Hello?
So, all right, are you going to try the, what about the crab gavel? We
haven't decided all the ingredients, though.
But that's not the question.
The question was the beans.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's,
yeah,
okay.
That's done.
All right, so now we're taking off the robes and donning and hanging up the wigs. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay, let me ask the question more pointedly. Macaroni, does that have any place in your chili?
No, it doesn't.
Macaroni
it's good
and chili,
though.
It's good.
It's
macaroni
good.
And chili is bullshit.
No,
though.
It's good.
No,
I agree. I don't know. It's good. I think it's good, but I don't put it in mine. My parents used to.
Parents would too.
Yeah, I grew up with macaroni in chili, and then when I started making, I was like, I'm not putting this shit in.
And then
anymore.
Like around the time I met my my. Teenage years, my dad started to get very, very sober about his chili choices and stew.
Really?
Like, oh yeah, he would make. I'm gonna cook tonight, Frida, and he would go about making a stew or a chili, and it was serious fucking business.
Yeah, well, chili is serious business
because he would go in the and my mom would make chili, and it was like we said, it's some water and some tomatoes and some ground beef and onions.
Put in water and chili?
Huh?
Crazy? Put in water and chili?
You might have to if you put in some
make shitty chili.
If you put in macaroni,
huh?
Yeah, if you put in macaroni.
Oh well, you cook the macaroni and dump it in the chili when you're done.
Anyway.
You make like it's like tomato juice and sauce and paste.
All right, fair enough. Okay, so there's not a lot of added water. I'm just saying.
I just want to make sure we're clear.
And and some chili powder, and that was it. That was she made chili, and it was fine. It was great.
Right.
It's chili. It's fucking chili. My dad, he would get out the recipe book.
Yeah.
And and spend way too much at the store, more than we'd spend if we actually went out to eat. And bring home everything, and it was serious business because he'd sit there and chop everything himself.
I just thought of, you know what's great in chili that I learned at the Sound?
Chocolate.
No. Okay. Fritos, sprinkle Fritos on top of it, yeah. and sprinkle shredded cheese.
Well,
that
sure.
shit is, that takes it up to a I've whole new
I've seen people do corn chips before.
Oh, it's so
like,
good.
Well, it's like having corn bread, too, which yeah, is really yeah. nice.
Do you like crackers with chili?
I used to a lot.
You know what's even better than like
oyster crackers.
Yeah. I just turned Owen on to that with chicken soup, and he's just like, Dad, I gotta have crackers. Every time he has chicken soup, he's like, I gotta have crackers. No, it's so good.
It's really good. Well, yeah. especially if you have like what is it?
Matzo ball soup?
No, well, that's good. But no, with matzo ball soup, I need to have...
Do you go 50-50?
I go with the bagel chips.
Oh, I love bagel chips.
Kreplach and matzo ball.
What's Kreplach?
Kreplach.
Oh, that's...
It's like a ravioli, yeah. but probably with some kind of snout in it.
Yeah, I don't like those. I mean, I don't dislike them. I don't think they're that great. Maybe the one I had wasn't that great.
Maybe. No, but also, like clam chowder. You have to have oyster crackers for clam chowder. That's a must. That's just a must.
This whole show has just been about soups and stews.
I know.
We never dove into this
It's the stew-pisode.
What's your favorite soup? What's your favorite soup?
My favorite. I'll tell you what my favorite soup is. I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
Lara makes this incredible. Have you ever had korma at an Indian place?
Yes.
You know, it's a curry with yogurt added in.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it more of a creamier sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. It's so good. Anyway, she makes this korma soup where it's like all of those ingredients, but it's a little bit more soupy.
More like milk-based
yeah,
or something.
And at
so
the
it's
end,
a little bit more.
Well, at the end, she puts in a coconut. Milk.
Yeah.
And it's so...
That sounds really good.
So good. And it's better the next day,
yeah,
the day after that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's the best. It's really, yeah. really great.
When I get in the mood, especially at this time of the year, even though it's still kind of warm out here, but this time of the year is starting to kick into, like, soup season.
You know what I made the other day,
what?
By the way? Laura says, oh, God, I have a total story to tell you, too. And how we got,
I guess,
we
got remind me, I got a story to tell you, too.
All right. Well, I'll just back up and well, no, I don't want to mix two things up. I don't want to lose my train of thought. Anyway, I am at
structure.
I'll leave a placeholder. I was at the hospital emergency room.
Oh, okay.
Well, and after everybody else went home, I had to wait for the billing.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sticking around there, and Laura texts me, "What do you want to do for dinner tonight? Do you want to do something with the Instant Pot?" Because she got it for Christmas,
uh-huh.
and had wanted one for a long time, and we'd only done one thing in it, which was a really good, really good soup for St. Patrick's Day that I made. That was
potato, cabbage, ham.
Yeah,
something.
It was so good.
I love that.
Anyway, so she said, "Do you want to do something with the Instant Pot?" Only the second time we would be using it, and I said, "Sure, what?" And she goes, "Whatever you want." And I'm like, I open up on my phone. Instant Pot, easy recipes. And like the second thing that comes up is risotto. And I'm like,
ooh.
Wow, I would never make a risotto because I think it's a huge pain in the ass. But yeah. if it's just a matter of taking the rice and throwing it in the Instant Pot and 6 minutes later it's done,
yep.
yeah, I might be able to be talked into that. So I'm like, how about risotto? She's like, I don't know, okay. So I go to the store and I buy the ingredients for it. And I come home, and I'm starting to make it. And she seems nonplussed. And I'm like, why don't you seem to give a shit about this? And and she said, do you not like risotto? She's like, no, I had it once, and it wasn't good. And so I,
well, there's like a million different
I'm like,
kinds.
I know. Well, let's give this a try. I make this risotto, and it was so good.
Yeah.
I could not believe how good it turned out. The problem is, I can't get the Instant Pot to not go to burn. It says burn every time because I think that it gets too...
I've never used one. I don't know. I'm always kind of... I'm in the same boat as you. I've always kind of wanted one.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I talk to somebody, that's what it has on there, like... Yeah, they're great when you use it, but we never use it. It just sits up there.
Some people, it never leaves their counter.
Right.
Like, they use it every day.
Yeah.
And you know, we're not to that point
You know
yet.
What I got to start doing more of is doing that thing where you just put stuff in a crock pot
mm-hmm.
and right before work and put it on low and just cook it low for 8 hours.
And burns your house down like on This Is
Us?
No,
it's not even... Oh, yeah, it did happen. That happened in Pittsburgh.
I know.
It did. Oh, yeah, never mind. I'm not going to do that.
But anyway, so I'm into the Instant Pot thing, and one of the in the risotto, I'm gonna make some more risotto. That was
I made a risotto one time with I don't remember what else was in it, but it had goat cheese in it, and it was surprisingly really good. I think I matched it up with something wrong, so it was like the two things didn't go together. But the risotto, because do you like goat cheese?
Yes.
Really? Because I'm on the fence. Sometimes I think it's great, and sometimes I'm like, this is a little too funky. This is a little too strong.
I like goat cheese, especially if it's used in the right thing.
Yeah.
Like okay, if you have,
and you got to be, you can't just douse things in goat cheese. No. It's got to be. Let me give you sparingly.
Let me give you a good use for goat cheese. You go to Trader Joe's mm-hmm. and you buy, you know, they have the prepackaged pasta meals, you know, like the
I believe
gorgonzola gnocchi and all these different things.
I don't buy it, but I believe
you can go there, get the penne arrabbiata,
okay,
very spicy, you know, penne meal. And if you don't want it quite that hot, you take a little bit of goat cheese and you sprinkle that around there, and it kind of melts in and it creams it up a little bit.
Creams it up. I'll cream you up.
So anyway, emergency room.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at work on Monday, and I get a text from, or a call from Lara, or text from Lara, saying, Viv has fallen, had a bad fall.
At school?
I'm going down there. And I'm like, I'm fucking there. I'll be there in a minute. And she fell, apparently, like 10 feet off of...
Your wife's the door.
Yeah, open it up. Hold, please. Hi, it's both my ladies.
Yes.
Yeah. Both the ladies in my life. How are you? Oh, I like that bikini, too. Yeah. Josh, you should have worn a bikini.
How do you know I didn't? You don't know what's underneath here.
And Viv has joined us as well. Well, we were just talking about Viv's fall. We won't go into much more detail, but I was just... Hi, Viv. How are you? Good. Anyway, that's how we got to the risotto talk, that you said, hey, let's use the Instant Pot and so forth and do something with that. What was the reason that I wanted in here?
Oh, you know,
hold on
for a second. You never told me how was the risotto?
It was so good, and I'm not a risotto fan.
That was the thing, is he said that you had tried it once before and you didn't really, you weren't like, you're,
yeah. Yeah, but it was amazing.
Oh, that mic's not on.
Hold on. Hold, please. We're back.
Just like that.
The risotto was fantastic.
It was very good. It was very good.
What did you put? What kind of risotto was it? What did you? You know, I don't think you told
me. Simple, right?
It was very simple. There's like shaved Parmesan.
Okay.
And some vegetable stock. I guess you use chicken stock, soup, we use vegetable stock. And what else was in? I forget.
Some herbs.
Yeah, some fresh thyme.
All right.
That was it.
Yeah.
Like very few, and then you salt and pepper at the very end. Here's what I want. If someone's listening and knows where to get Arborea rice, you know, the special risotto rice that isn't $10 a box.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was, I had to open up a line of credit to buy the rice.
I don't think it's that much because.
Viv is going after the nurses.
I'm wearing a bikini top. It came from the pool.
I'll be honest. I kind of want to go after the nurses too. Why did I call her in here in the
Punky
first?
Brewster.
Oh, Punky
the fall.
Brewster. Thank you.
Yeah.
Punky Brewster, you have been able to share something with Vivian from your childhood.
Well, so it started on the way home from school yesterday, both kids in the car, and Silas has been really interested in rap music lately. Like, he wants me to play rap music for him, but how much rap music can you play for the kids?
I'm so excited of Nursey.
Okay. So I played him the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song, thinking that's like a G-rated rap song.
As G-rated as it gets. But it's an entryway, gateway drug to all sorts of...
So then he asked if he could watch an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I was like, sure, that's fun. And then we started talking about, I guess, other shows from my childhood and what Viv would like. And I said, Punky Brewster. And so yesterday, Silas saw an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Going after him.
And Nurses. And remember Nurses.
Okay. It's going to be next to impossible to talk about it with her in here. But it was a pleasurable experience to pass this on to your daughter.
I may have cried a little.
You cried a little bit, didn't you? Yeah.
Do you remember a show around the same time, okay, with a little girl that was a robot?
Yes, what was Vicky.
That? Right? And every once in a while, there'd be like a shot with her back open, and there'd be like little beep, boop, boop, beep.
Yes, and she had to be a secret from the rest of the world, so anytime like any company came over, they'd have to hide her in the closet.
But she would come walking out like this, and she talked like this, and she's like, I am a little child.
What is this? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Is that the name of shows?
I think it was Vicky. Okay. Her name was Vicky for sure.
But it was like that whole era of...
Was it like V.I.C.I.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it stood for visual integrated circuit
child
individual.
But I realized like 80s television's so interesting. Nobody had parents. Like
right.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air, Punky Brewster, even Punky's friend Cherry in the show.
Different strokes.
Her mom and dad. Yeah, true. It was all different alternative families.
Remember the creepy
silver spoons?
No, he had a dad.
But his mom wasn't in the picture.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's missing at least
a lot of family
parent.
Tragedy, right? Yeah. Turned into situational comedy.
Mr. Okay, Belvedere.
Viv is melting down and not allowing us to have the conversation. So before you go, just one last thing. Mm-hmm. Sing the Punky Brewster theme with me. Just the chorus.
Okay.
I'll join in as soon as I follow you.
I'm so self-conscious about my singing.
Just speak it. What are the lyrics? Get me started.
I can't even think straight. And plus, I'll start crying. It'll be a big embarrassment.
I'm a girl with a new dad.
No,
I'm Punky. Hey, when you're
is he just making it up now?
Every time I turn around, I see the girl who turns
the whole world around.
Standing there.
What was the premise of Punky Brewster?
Her mom abandoned her in a grocery store.
Hilarious
and
already.
Then she climbed into an abandoned apartment. She just happened to be next door to Henry Warnham on an old widower.
Vivian, I just wanted to thank you for making this such a pleasurable experience. All right, you guys are excused.
Sorry,
thanks for coming by. Bye bye now. Go swimming. Now when you see me.
I know why you drink in the morning. I got the Baileys.
Now when you see my tired eyes, you know why.
I was tired. I was just like.
Oh, God.
So she bit the dust?
Who?
Your daughter. She fell?
Oh, yeah. The dust sounds awful. That sounds,
Yeah, when you fall, you bite the dust.
She was on the play structure at school. And it's like 10 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
And I guess she wasn't all the way up to the top, but she fell back off it.
Like backwards.
On her head and her back. And we're like, you know, it's onto wood chips. But still it's like,
holy little kids.
Shit. And it really knocked the wind out of her. I think it mostly scared her.
Oh, wow.
But we're like, let's get her to, you know, urgent care. And the people that were there said, you might want to just go ahead and go to the emergency room because they've got, you know.
Concussion protocol.
CAT scans there that they can do and so forth. Anyway, at first we're like, she's starting to get, looks like she's getting drowsy and so forth. And they're like, that's okay. She can sleep. We're like, are you sure?
I was always told.
But they're like, no. As long as you know her speech isn't slurring and her eyes aren't rolling back in her head and you know all those things.
Basically, like daddy after a couple beers.
Right. Then no, she's fine and the sleep won't do her harm. But you know she can walk and all that. But she started feeling better like in an hour after we're there and starts you know, the adrenaline is wearing off.
Feel
yeah,
bad.
The shock
rub
is wearing
some dirt
off.
On it. She'll be all right.
And the doctor checks her out, or the physician's assistant or whatever, and then they say, look, all of the indicators are that she's fine. Mm. Keep observing her. We're not going to do a CAT scan because, you know, you don't want to expose a young child like this to radiation because
there's
somewhat of a cancer risk with it. So, you know, let's just, you know, observe her and so forth. So, you know, that was... nice way to spend several hundred dollars and
sounds
a few
fun.
Hours.
Sounds fun. You got me just laughing up with your Punky Brewster premise and the emergency room stories. This is just pure hilarious.
It's a laughing minute.
I know.
Tell me your story.
Okay, so I come home Wednesday was the kickoff of the NHL season, and Penguins played Thursday for the first time. And I get home, and I got the NHL package. So when I get home, my first thing I got to do is walk the dogs because they've been inside all day. So I grab them, walk the dogs. The game, I'm listening to the game on my phone. I get home, get them the water, and they're fed and everything. Finally, sit down right in my couch, turn the game on, put the game on. I'm like, this is great. I get to watch my kid. My family's not home yet, so I get some peace and quiet and can watch a little bit of this game.
Sure.
Well, my dogs, they can't not touch me, right? So immediately Chunky comes up and puts his fat ass right in my lap.
Chunky Bruce.
Chunky Charlie. Oh, God. Yeah, he was abandoned by his mother, and he crawled into our house. And then Becca, the girl, she has to always, like, be right in my face. So she crawls up and literally is like, sitting on the couch, you know, kind of semi-sprawled out, dog on your lap, and then one kind of laying on your chest, right? Well, she looks right at me and then just goes, bleh! And barfs all over my chest. To which, as anybody that listens to this show knows, that I have the worst gag reflex of all time. So I immediately...
How did the barf smell?
Well, first thing, I feel hot dampness in between my boobs, right? Because that's where the puke is. And I pull my shirt out. Yeah. So the puke isn't resting on my chest,
yes,
which brings it closer to my face, right, and immediately start going, So now I got this pile of goo on my shirt, and I'm like leaning back, trying to run through the house while I'm dry heaving by myself, eyes watering, going,
There it is, everybody. It happened. That was the moment I was waiting for.
I'm getting sick thinking about it. My eyes are watered. And
it's one of my favorite
and
things.
I get up to the bathroom. I can't even talk. I can't even describe what I had to do. But I got,
do not.
I got barfed on. I got barfed up by my dog.
Do not throw up in my studio.
My eyes are watering. My mouth is dull. Caught me.
Oh, God. That's the closest I've ever seen you throw it up.
Well, I thought about what I had to do to get it off. All right, let's stop. I don't know why I do this.
I want you to. Here's what I want you to do. We're gonna go home and write an essay about it.
No,
post that.
No, draw a picture of it. Reenact it with my wife and oatmeal. Yeah. So that was good times. Thanks, Becca. Yeah, I love you. You're such a good dog.
Sweet Jesus, that made my life.
And also, that was the day my dog set off the burglar alarm.
What?
Chunky Charlie said, my house alarm went off. I got a call in the middle of work. Sir, your burglar alarm is going off. Are you okay? What's your password? So I had to do all that. Charlie knocked some shit over and set off the motion detectors.
Awesome.
Dogs, man. Dogs.
Couldn't do it. Can't do a dog.
I love them, but dogs.
Should we check the Yaff line?
Yeah, why not?
626-657-6428. That is a line that is dedicated to your input on this podcast.
Oh,
your
a mock friends. PM hat.
That's
a
right.
Mock.
626-657-6428. Let's see who our first caller is.
Hey.
No!
I knew it.
No!
Knew it.
God.
I knew it. I knew
always
it.
Goes that way. I hate
What's your batting average? You're like below the Mendoza line on that.
Shut up.
It's like one out of every five times it works.
Let's see if we do any better this time.
Hey, this is the first time I've called this line, and the only thing I can say is I just wish that outgoing voicemail response there was longer. Hey, everybody, it's me, High Energy Larry. calling from Southern California at the moment. It's Larry Morgan here, guys. First up, I want to apologize for completely bailing on you guys the first week of attempting to add structure to this show. Yes, good luck with that. When I was actually supposed to leave a message, I was in Texas. I was visiting family. It was nothing dire or somber or anything like that. I happened to be at the NAB convention, the National Association of Broadcasters convention in Dallas for the Marconi Awards, where I was able to go up along with my programming cohorts to accept Legendary Station of the Year for K-Earth, which was very exciting. And then I peeled off and visited some family in the town where I was born, Brownwood, Texas, and haven't been back in a while, and it was lovely. So, yeah, nothing somber. I just forgot about you guys. I think you can understand. I did want to contribute something, though, because I really love Josh's idea for Food Court as a segment, and I want to immediately contribute my pitch for discussion that maybe you guys can talk about, because I'm clearly not there again this weekend and may never come back. But one thing, it has to do with my son, Alex, who he and I have had this debate, and it really only cropped up over the last couple of years, but when he gets scrambled eggs specifically, he is under the impression that it is standard, de rigueur, if you will, to have ketchup as a side, as a condiment, as the an optional topping, but that it's pretty much accepted that ketchup belongs on scrambled eggs. And I'm of the opinion that that is not in fact the case, that it's a very specific choice to make. I, for one, have never enjoyed ketchup on scrambled eggs. I prefer a hot sauce, a Tabasco, if you will. I can't remember any other hot sauces right now, but you see where I'm going. And he's absolutely firm in his conviction that ketchup and scrambled eggs go together like it would, say, ketchup and French fries, ketchup and hamburgers. Would you like to take that one on and have a discussion about that and come up with a ruling that we will thereby live according to your whatever? I've lost the thread of train of my anyway.
All right, so real
sublime
quick,
ending.
I want to thank
sublime ending.
There's a couple things I need to talk about with this little message. First of all, I want to thank Larry for sending me all the dick pics. He sent me a variety of dicks. My favorite being, of course, the legendary Dick Trickle. And I did get a bunch of dick pics from various listeners. I appreciate all the Dick Van Dykes, Dick Clarks, Dick Cheneys.
Nice.
Bunch of dicks.
I didn't get schlongs?
I looked for one of them. I was like, I went back through, looked through all of them to find out the hairiest dick. And they were all like pretty clean shaven. So I was like, all right, these are, you know, just normal run-of-the-mill dicks.
I should have been more specific. Send him pictures of peanuts.
What else was I going to say? Oh, here's how it popped into my head. We'll talk about this food thing real quick, but here's another thing that just popped in my head. Have you noticed, do you think there's a correlation between the two guys that have received major awards and not showing up to the show?
Yeah.
Do you think they're kind of like, okay, we went up a next level, and they're like, let's just, I don't want to talk to those putzes anymore.
I thought it was, you were going to go the other direction with
what?
It. That maybe you and I should cool it and our lives will get better.
No, I want to do that. What kind of stupid talk is that?
You and I walk away from it, accolades will follow.
We're the winners here right now.
You might be onto something.
I think maybe his topic deserves discussion.
It does.
But I would like for him to maybe participate.
I would too.
So maybe next time we can get him to call in during the show.
Yes, make a note. I table this because, like we said, we don't want to blow all of our wad.
Well, speak for yourself.
In one episode. That's definitely a topic that I have very strong feelings about. So stay tuned.
Yes.
Is what I'll say.
And there is a right answer to this. There's a 100% right answer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I worry that we're depriving the world of that answer.
We can't make proclamations all in one show, because then it's just too much for the world to take in one show. Because then they're like, oh my God, I got to put chili. I got to put beans in my chili and ketchup. Blah, blah, blah,
you know. I couldn't agree with you more.
All right.
Should we?
One. Yeah, go.
Ben Sunny, I love it so much. This is Jackie. Got a food court. My daughter and I argue over who has the best bean and cheese burritos, Del Taco or Taco Bell. Oh. I say Del Taco. She says Taco Bell. We like the red burritos. Bean and cheese only. And low energy, Mike in Oregon. I think that's his name. Really like hearing from him. Pretty funny. Talk to you guys. Bye.
Nice.
Jackie, we're going to keep track of these, right?
Yeah, well, you got to write these down.
No, I'm not.
Somebody has to write these. Do I have to write these down?
You have a pen.
All right. So, scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
Oh, my love.
And ketchup.
I love your legs.
And
ketchup.
Who has the better bean and cheese burrito?
Better.
Del Taco. And this is a regional thing because the three East Coast listeners we have won't know what a Del Taco is. But
I thought that was Delta Company. Is Del Taco?
Del Taco. You know what's great about Del Taco?
What?
Cheeseburgers. I swear to God, Del Taco's got...
Really?
And they got this Del Scorcho sauce. We used to get drunk. That was where we go every night.
Del Taco.
Yeah.
The Beyond Tacos?
I still have to try any Impossible Beyond meat.
So good. So good. They're so good.
But hey, were you the one that... But don't you... Aren't you against... You get soy titties and you're the one... Isn't that
Impossible.
Soy?
Excuse me. Impossible is the one that I think that has more soy in it. I could be wrong on that, but I think the Impossible, the Beyond Meat is better for you than the Impossible, I think.
Okay. That's right.
Shall we move on?
Sure. Let's get us some lean.
Hey, Asher. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. Today I'm stacking rock. I'm actually in the excavator as we speak, so you might... Here's some clinking and clanking going on. So I'm building a rock wall for a nice log cabin.
Huh? Building a log cabin?
I don't know.
Got a really nice view high up on the hill.
That's unlistenable.
I'll have a
production work.
Short video on my Instagram. Anybody's interested.
So he's got a video of his log cabin.
Today's Thursday. That means it's jam night.
That's ridiculous.
Inaudible, so Mike.
We have a acoustic jam
every
Thursday.
I'm pulling the plug.
Yeah, Mike, got low fidelity, Mike. But my answer to what he said is
I heard log cabin. Wasn't there a log cabin in
Masonite
there?
Masonite log cabin? Is
something.
That what he said?
And then he said he was stacking shit and then clank, clank, clank.
You may
then
hear something in the background.
Yeah. And then he decided to put his sock in his mouth.
That was low quality.
Low quality, Mike. Sorry, buddy. Well, I think we've just put him on a pedestal, and he's allowed to go up and hit a flubber every once in a while.
Every now and then, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'll give him. Yeah,
the guy goes up and brings his A game every time. He's allowed to come up and, shit the bed.
He deserves a low energy mulligan from time to time.
Hello, this is Josh. Mike, we're giving you a low energy mulligan.
All right, you got one more.
All right.
Want to hear it?
Here we go. No.
Gappers, Josh, Andy, Larry, Sam, it's Trucker Joe from Northern California. Anyway, I just found out that I have a lot in common with Low Energy from Northeastern Oregon.
Oh,
I started listening
week.
To Mark and Brian on their first day in L.A., and I literally said out loud, who the fuck are these two assholes? And fast forward to their final day on the air, and I was in a quarry with about 50 other truckers, and I was crying like a pussy. Anyways, that's when I, too, found out about podcasts. Brian and Jill, Mark and Linda, and then Mark in the morning. And I have to say, I was a Mark and Brian listener from day one to the last day. Mark in the Morning was my favorite radio show of all time.
Wow.
And that is largely because of
me, Josh.
Andy Chanley and Josh who didn't like to put you on the air. Anyways. You know, and then I followed you guys here. So, I don't know. I don't want structure in this podcast. It's got just the right amount of stupid. You know what I mean? And smart. You guys are smart guys.
Anyway, the right amount of stupid.
That's
just my 2 cents. Hope you guys are having a great day. Aloha.
He nailed it. At right. the end.
I'm writing it down. That, just the right amount of stupid. That's the title.
That's what's going to be that's on your coffee mug.
Just the right amount of stupid. That's perfect.
I want a t-shirt with all four of us on it. Underneath it just says, just the right amount of stupid.
Well done.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah,
thanks, Trucker Joe. That's fantastic. Oh, God.
Let's just end it.
It's not going to get any better. That phone number, if you want to share anything, 626-657-6428. Oh, amok. PM.
Hey, I got a question for you real quick. What is it? What's your 60 ways that you can...
leave your lover?
No, that people can reach out to you via social media and other various things.
You just really suck the fun from it. DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook. Andy_Chanley on Twitter. And Andy Chanley on Instagram. And The Chanster on Crank.com.
Okay. Thanks for all the dick pics.
What am I? Oh, Tinder, I guess.
I don't know.
I should have been more specific. Send him pictures of
penis. I can't believe I have to actually say this. I think he's talking about sending me penis pictures.
Yes.
Not pictures.
Because if I say tool, they'll send you, torque wrenches.
If I get one.
You're just forwarding it to me?
I'm going to print it out and bring it with me. I'm going to put it on a t-shirt. I'm going to put it on a coffee mug. Just the right amount of stupid.
How can people get a hold of you, Josh?
Josh, jflinger@gmail.com. Ooh. Now I'm turning about the touche, my friend.
Douche. Josh, I'll see you next week.
Maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Maybe I won't.
This is going to be a good one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It already is. People that you know don't like you.
Well, that's a little cocky.
And your treasured friendships and tune into this podcast with your artificial friend. You're excused.
Thank
you. You can go. Hey, tell me about the dog puke.
Nope.
Clean
nope.
it up.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nope.
Picture it.
I'm gonna
smell
burn.
It.
I'm gonna burn.
What's it smell like?
I'm gonna burn the shirt. It was foamy.
Oh, God.
It looked like beer foam.